and you've tuned in already.
Love Talk Radio.
So, here we go with the intro. A little bit, here it goes.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Okay, welcome back once again. There was our intro. We were waiting for that. It was a little delayed for some reason this evening. All right, we're here live, and we've got a great show ready for you tonight, and I'm excited, and we're going to go ahead once again and bring Ms. Blake back in. Ms. Blake, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Go ahead and give out your commercial at this time, and we let us also know that you've got the upcoming, I want to say the upcoming seminar.
Yeah,
webinar coming up. Go ahead and give us your commercial.
Sure. I'm Audrey Blake, also known as Audrey B., your life coach. And I actually am the CEO of a company called Fostering Leadership in You, which offers several services, including keynote speaking addresses, seminars, workshops. And one of my most exciting things is professionally certified life coaching services. And as Dr. Walker just said, I have a seminar coming up, the first in a series of seminars that you don't want to miss. It's on this Thursday, August 14th at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and again at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be a very brief 30-minute phone seminar, and all you have to do is simply call in and listen. The National Institute of Mental Health states that continual stress and exposure to stress can actually decrease your lifespan, and you don't want that to happen. So the name of the seminar is called De-Stressing Your Way to Happiness. The way you get registered, there's still a few slots available. You just send an email to myself at fly@fosteringleaders.org. That's fly@fosteringleaders.org. And I will gladly make sure that you get the call-in information and the call-in code so that you can listen in on this valuable call that just may save your life. That's it, Dr. Walker.
Okay, excellent, Ms. Blake. Thank you so very much for that.
Great.
Certainly, I'm sure that you have a few more slots left, and I know that the people will certainly be looking forward to that. Excellent. Sounds very good. Sounds really, really good. All right, we're going to go ahead now live with some more of the show. We want to let you all know, if you listen attentively to tonight's story, it's a very good story. It's very interesting, and as always, it leads us into tonight's program. And we're going to go right now with that story. Just before we do that, I want to ask Ms. Blake this one question. Ms. Blake, did you mention the fact that you have your upcoming books that are available and how they can get them through as an e-book? I don't recall you saying that. Maybe you did.
No, I didn't talk about it this time, but I am the author of two books. One is called Falling in Love with Me, has been in circulation for a few years, and it is available both in soft cover copy and as an ebook. You can go to Amazon.com and get that on any of your major bookstore websites. And also, Dying to Wake Up, my first novel, is available in ebook only. These two books are going to be coming out again in revised copy as well as the hard copy for the novel. But in the meantime, if you want to get an early peek at it, just go on Amazon.com. The second book, the novel, is written under the pen name of Marcy, M-A-R-C-C-I.
Okay, excellent. Sounds really good. All right, are you ready for the show's topic tonight?
And the story. I'm so excited. You could probably tell. I'm excited about it.
Yes, I hear that. I hear that in your voice, and we're ready to get started with it. Once again, I want you to know that I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I've got Ms. Blake. We're going to be giving you information on tonight's programming. And okay, so we're going to be giving you that information. All right, here we go with tonight's story. And thank you all once again for joining us. Let's see here. Tonight's characters are Quentin and Pearl. Quentin and Pearl. Now, this couple have been engaged to be married in 2 months. Unfortunately, things are not going as well for them now because they're constantly at odds with each other over what seems to be petty things. They have been dating for the past 7 months, and during such time, Quentin has realized that Pearl, for whatever reason, gets angry with something about him and remains that way for a minimum of 3 to 5 days at a time. Now, he is now fed up with her disposition and feels it is not fair to him for her to always be angry about something, even when he has apologized for things he feels he just expressed his opinion on or about. It seems that anything Quentin does causes Pearl to become upset. He feels he can never win and is always messing up, according to her. Now, there is no doubt that the couple are very much in love, but Quentin is not sure if he wants to be married to someone who will let the sun set on their wrath. His older friends warning and pleading with him not to get married to her anyway. Pearl insists that he causes all the problems and makes her angry, and that's why she stays mad a lot. She really loves him but does not know why she remains angry so much and wishes that things were, in fact, different. The question is that we start out with tonight, is there a chance that this marriage will last if they do, in fact, get married? Ms. Blake, let me just start out, which, of course, brings us to tonight's topic. How to make it right when you've messed up in your relationship. How to make it right when you've messed up in your relationship. So let me begin out by saying, you know, that question. Will this marriage have a chance? Will this marriage have a chance if they in fact, get married?
Wow. Well, it's not starting out too good, and I'm not a pessimist. As most of you know, I look on the bright side of things. But I'm also
a realist.
I have a question. I can't figure out how does someone make you mad? I don't get that. That's the question.
You know what? Let me put that back to you. Okay, in relationships, and of course we don't pick on any gender, but when it gets to the point where it's a situation where the guy has said something, or it was something he didn't say, or something he did, or he didn't do. So the question becomes, now she's mad, but he can always tell that she's upset. Or she might say sometimes, the woman might say sometimes, what's wrong? Why are you upset?
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, if that person is mad or angry, how is it that the other person made them angry or got them upset?
Right.
Or is
and
there?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's probably rhetorical, but go ahead.
You know, and I'm being a little funny but serious at the same time, because in my 20s, I used to say that to my husband a lot. Like, why are you making me mad? And he had a great way of putting it back, rest his soul, of saying, I can't make you mad. How can I make you mad? Which didn't help. But we control our emotions, not other people. So we make a conscious choice whether or not we allow something to get under our skin or not.
All right. We're going to, let me just reiterate tonight's story if you just joined us. Our characters in tonight's story are Quentin and Pearl. Now, this couple is due to be married in 2 months. They are already engaged. But the problem is they're having some problems because no matter what Quentin does, it seems to always get Pearl upset. And she remains upset for 2 or 3 days. And Quentin is just not feeling this anymore. And his older friends, you know, a number of his friends and family members are warning him and pleading with him don't get married to this woman, because if she's staying mad for 2 or 3 days now and you're not even married, you can only imagine. You have no idea what it's going to be. And, of course, this can go with anybody. If you're if a woman is dating a man and she's not married to, and he's angry for 2 or 3 days, and it just doesn't seem justified to you, then, you know, the question becomes, do you marry somebody like that? You know, and that's what his friends, Quentin's friends, are telling him. Don't marry this woman, because it only gets worse. So we're going to take some of our calls momentarily. And, of course, tonight's question is, how to make it right when you've messed up in your relationship? And so one of the big questions becomes, if Quentin didn't even feel that he messed up, and I'm sure he's apologized a number of times, or vice versa, if the woman has felt that, you know, something that offended him, or she's messed up and she's apologized, then the question becomes, why is the person still angry? I mean, if it's not now for me, and you all have heard me say this over the show countless numbers of times, I just don't believe in a physical or mental abusive relationship. I wouldn't tell anybody under any circumstances to stay in a relationship where it's constantly physical or mentally abusive. That's where they get into calling the names. I mean, harsh and painful stuff. Don't stay in that. And where there's physical activity that's going on, where the woman is slapping the man upside the head, throwing pots and hitting him, or knocking him out in his sleep, or vice versa, you know, I wouldn't believe in anybody staying in that kind of thing. So the question becomes now, how to make it right when you've messed up in your relationship? Now, we're going to go to some of our callers on the line and ask them these very questions. You know, how can Quentin possibly make it right? And, in fact, does he really want to make it right? If he's tried a number of times, I believe there comes a point in time when you just have to let it go. That's just me. All right, let's go to our first call for the evening, 407-492. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Anthony.
Anthony, thank you for joining us this evening. Thank you for joining us. Anthony, can you help us out here by telling us, Quentin, for example, I mean, due to be married in a couple of months, should he marry Pearl?
Be honest with you, Dr. Walker, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I'm really here to hear what other people have to say.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question, Anthony, while you're on the line. If Pearl were someone that you know that was destined to be married to a friend of yours named Quentin, all right? Pearl is someone that you know, and she's destined to be married to Quentin. And what happens is she's constantly telling you in confidence that Quentin is, well, I'm getting married to this guy in 2 months, but he's, you know, the slightest thing I do, he's always upset, and he stays upset for several days at a time until it's convenient for him. Then he comes around to, you know, says, okay, I'm fine now. He shows that. Would you tell Pearl to get married to him?
No, I'd tell Pearl to find out what's wrong with him. What does he keep getting upset and holding a grudge for?
Okay, the slightest thing she does.
Huh?
The slightest thing she does, he gets upset. You know, I mean, and he stays that way for several days. I mean,
yeah, but what,
you know,
what's the slightest thing for her, though? I mean, the slightest thing for her could be the biggest thing for him.
Okay, that is a very good point. For example, let's just say, I mean, this may sound ridiculous. He sits at the table and he smacks when he's eating. All right, so she gets, I mean, she does. She smacks, but that's the way she grew up chewing. And so he gets upset with that. That's just one of the things. Now, but he stays mad for days. Or would you tell her that, hey, don't sit there and eat to the table with him?
That's a good one.
All right. Hold on to that, Tim. Anthony, and we'll come back to you. Just give us a second. Let's go to another phone line. We're going to go to 321-377. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
He had Law. They call me Law. Love all women.
They call you Law?
Law. Love all women.
Oh, love all women.
Right.
Okay. Law. We'll keep it short and call you Law. Love all women. I like that. All right. The fact that Law love all women. Tell me, Law, in your opinion, what should one do when in a case like this here, how to make it right when you mess up in your relationship. What should one do in a case like Pearl and Quentin? What
we
got
to pray together.
Possibly do to make it right?
We got to pray together. We got to come together.
You got to pray together and come together.
All right.
Now, after the prayer, how does one come together? How do they come together?
Well, the problem is that other people are getting into the relationship. Everybody listens to everybody, what else everybody say. Some people are jealous of some people, what people be in a relationship, and they're going to say negative things. So they have to come together one-on-one and sit down together and do it together. Don't listen to other people. Other people are the ones that's trying to, they trying to judge you, but you can't judge them. Those two people have to work that out themselves.
Okay. All right. I think that's something good, Law. I think that's the point. The people have got to come to grips, come together, and that's what you're saying, and work it out for themselves. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Law. We'll come back to you in a moment. Ms. Blake, did you want to say anything before I go to another caller?
Well, I do want to go ahead and say, because I didn't address it, actually. She needs to pay attention. I think it's her that's the one that kind of has the issues, right? She needs to pay attention. I always say that. If you see it now, before the relationship has taken a more serious commitment, you are definitely going to see it later. So his friends are giving him some good advice as far as what to think, really think about it. Doesn't mean he should necessarily run, but he should definitely address it head on and say, look, this is what you're doing. Help me understand why you're doing this. And see where she is with her willingness to try to change it or not.
I certainly agree with you, Pearl and Quentin. With Pearl having these issues, if she's remaining angry for 3 and 4 days at a time, just like you said, if you see that that's going on now, there is no way that Quentin should marry her in 2 months because it's going to be magnified and it's going to seem like 100-fold. Let's go to the phone lines again. We're going to ask you all to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to go to 954-226. Who do we have on air? And thank you.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, welcome to the show. Rose, give us your take on some of this stuff. I mean, how do people make it right when they messed up in their relationship?
Well, I just want to address Quentin and Pearl first and something I heard Mr. Law said, you know, he said pray about it together. They could pray. And I'm going to say I totally agree with that if they're a married couple because you can't just or you don't want to just throw away a marriage, you know, without trying everything possible first. So therefore, if Pearl and Quentin were already married, I would say they need to pray about it and maybe even get some counseling to see where the misunderstanding is coming, because obviously the communication somehow between them might not be as effective as it ought to be. So therefore, something is bothering Pearl that Quentin might be doing that's causing her to react that way. And Quentin might not even know what it is that he's doing that bothers her so much. So maybe going through counseling, you know, if they were married, that would help. Now, they can do that also, not being married, but I would think that is a red flag right there. If Quentin don't think this is something that he can live with, that he could deal with, then I think he probably needs to take his friend's advice and move on and find someone that he's more compatible with. Because if he's having this problem now before they get married that's affecting him, then I don't see why he should try to go into that, because it's only going to get worse, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. And I think we're all basically saying the exact same thing. If it's happening now, it's going to magnify when you get married and start living together. So let's get ready to go to our next call. We're going to go to 305-684. Thank you for joining us. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Tim.
Tim, thank you for joining us, Tim. Tim, how do you think people can make it right when they mess up in their relationship?
Well, I agree with, what is that, love all women?
Yeah, love all women.
Yeah, I agree with him. It has to come from the two that's going through the issue. You can't have too many people from the outside dealing with your issues, because too many opinions will really mess up a lot of things. A lot of people are jealous of a relationship and will do whatever they can to mess it up. So I agree with love.
Okay, all right. I think that's a very good point. Ms. Blake, let me go back to the story a second, then we're going to go back to Love All Women momentarily. And let me ask this question here, and the question becomes in terms of Quentin and Pearl. Who do you think is really at fault here? You know, I mean, here's a couple. You know, of course, you know, you heard the story. Who's at fault in a situation like this, if
anyone?
Well, I
don't want to point to... Well, and I was going to say, it's usually, you know, two people, because no human is perfect. There may be something that Quentin could be doing, but also, you know, Pearl has got to do what I talk about in my book, Falling in Love with Me, let it go. You know, it sounds like she's one of these individuals who does not know how to handle her anger, her feelings, and she doesn't let anything go. And that's never good in any circumstance. So, again, communication needs to take place between the two of them.
Okay, I certainly agree with that. All right, let's go back to Law. Law, if you were to give an answer straight out, would you say that Quentin should marry Pearl knowing that she's always upset, regardless of what the circumstances may have been? As long as, let's just put a disclaimer here, as long as he has not been... As long as he does not demonstrate physical or mental abuse, should he marry her? I mean, the slightest thing upsets her. Should he marry her? And then I'm going to go to Rose and ask the same question.
Well, if he loves her, trusts her,
I'm sure,
respect her.
Yes, I'm sure.
You know, if he have all those things and honor her, don't worry about what the outside say. Like I say, somebody's always out there trying to dip into your relationship that you can see, that they say they can see something, but they're not the same person that you are. For some reason that they, you know, that brought them together, that's why they're together. Everybody have issues. You know what I'm saying? You have to sit down and work out your issues. Don't, you know, the problem is relationship. Everybody tell their friends, and their friends get into it, put stuff in your head, and you go with it. And then it put a second thought in there. I understand she might get mad. Everybody get mad over little stuff. It's just like a wound. You sprain your ankle, time it will heal. And then as a man, you there for your woman, you there to rub her feet, make sure that she's happy. The woman is the queen. And
right.
The man is the king. So
okay.
You know, everybody always got to say so about a relationship, but the one-on-one is the A&B at the female that you with. Makes her happy.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's about how make your woman happy. If she happy, everybody in the household is happy.
Okay, all right. Ms. Blake, having listened to Law, Love All Women, would you say that it's equally important for the man to be pleased or happy as well in the relationship?
Absolutely.
And you were going to go to Rose and ask that question as well.
Absolutely. And as a life coach, I also would say don't sweat the small stuff, because that's
okay.
Part of the issue. You know, I noticed in the story that Pearl is getting mad over petty stuff. Now,
uh-huh.
Like Quentin needs to care, because if it, you know, affects Pearl, he needs to care. But Pearl needs to back up and take it. You know, it sounds like she's angry, and there's some deeper stuff going on.
All right, let's go to Rose. Rose, what do you have to say about this?
Well, you know, I'm going to go out on the limb here, and I'm going to say that Quentin needs to shape up, okay? Obviously, he's going to irritate her, okay? I don't think a woman just gets bothered and upset just for nothing. And I know I'm going out on a limb here by my you know, by your callers. But hey, I think Quinta needs to take stock. Now, she's getting upset. What is he doing? He is irritating her somehow. Now I blame her for not letting Quinta know exactly what it is that she's doing.
Right.
Maybe she hasn't really been honest with him and tell him, listen here, when you do this or when you nag at me with this or when you say these things to me, it upsets me and I can't let it go because it hurts deep down inside of me. You need to stop doing this. Maybe she has not been totally honest and letting him know, you know? And so maybe he haven't really taken stock to see when is it that she gets upset. What did he do or say just before she becomes upset? So maybe they both have some work to do in order to bring this out so they can find the root of what the problem is and then work on fixing it.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Go ahead,
I just want to interject. Rose, I think that is an excellent answer. I do think she makes a very valid point.
Okay, I can support this, but I just want to say I got to go to Anthony and ask him a question here before we go to another caller. We're going to be coming to 539-664 in a moment, but I just want to go to Anthony and ask this question. Is Rose on point? I mean, she just came right out. It looks like perhaps, you know, I can't see her, but I'm assuming that she may have taken a deep breath and said she's going to go out on a limb, recognizing that she may be crucified. In fact, Anthony, you may be one that crucifies her. Let me ask you a question. And Rose, with all due respect, we want your opinions, and that's what this show is all about. But when she said she just needs to shape up, I mean, does that justify in your opinion, Anthony, that, you know, regardless of what Quentin is doing, does it justify her being upset for 3 days at a time?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, what do you have for Rose in that case?
For three days?
Yes.
For 3 days at a time, really?
Yes. So, I mean, does a man need to really just shape up? I mean, I hear it in Rose's voice, and I mean, Rose, we don't mean any disrespect to you, wherever you're calling from. And to all women or men, it could be, and again, Ms. Blake, clarify that we don't pick on genders on here, but we don't have bears and lions and tigers to talk about. So we're not their relationship, but we're talking about human relationships. So we don't pick on genders, do we, Ms. Blake?
No, and let me clarify very briefly, because I know I just said that she needs to let it go and she sounds angry as far as Pearl is concerned. But Rose hit a great point that we all as women know. Typically, if we're not mentally unstable, and there are some of us, we generally don't get mad for no reason.
Did you say a lot of you or some of you? I'm just playing this way.
I said 50-50. But for those who are more stable-minded and for those who aren't, continue to get some help. But for those who are stable, a woman, she hit a point for me there that I had forgotten. I've been known to get upset, too. I don't blame the other person, but it's normally not arbitrary. It's some reason, and she's right. We need to communicate that reason to our spouse, our mate, or our companion.
That's what I said.
Okay.
That's what I said. Communication.
Is that law? Go ahead. Love all women.
Yeah. Communication. That's the bottom line to any relationship, communication. You got to communicate before anything. You don't have no communication, you don't have nothing.
Okay, that's a very interesting point. We're going to ask you to stand by, Law, if you would. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go to, looks like we got 539-664. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening? And Law.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is your cousin, Little David.
Okay, Little David, thank you. Okay, very good. Thank you for joining us, Little David. Well, tell us, Little David, what is your take on how to make it right when you've messed up in your relationship?
First, I'm a Christian, so I will handle it the Christian way. It says do not go to sleep on your anger, so I will have to communicate like you guys just said. In communicating, I have to realize that I'm blue, and I'm going to speak like a blue person. And the women is pink, and they're going to speak like a pink person, which means we're going to disagree at times. But as long as the communication is open so we can understand each other and keep Jesus in the midst of it, everything should work out. Now, the person may be being stubborn, and, you know, because anger feels good at times. But if you're not being stubborn and you want to work it out, then communication is the key.
Okay. Little David, let me ask you this question. And that is one of those times, and Blake, I want you as a life coach to maybe interpret what he may be saying now in your opinion. One of those times when anger may feel good.
Well, for instance, because I used to have a real bad anger issue. And I felt good, and like I had power over whoever I'm angry with. And after I'm through being angry, after I would get through getting angry, I would hurt inside my own body. I would hurt and have pain. And as long as I'm angry, I can trip on the other person and not have no regret. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? No concern of the next person because I'm furious. I'm mad. I'm gonna say whatever I'm gonna say to get my point across. I may even flip out on you because I'm upset or I'm mad. But then once I lose my madness, I'm coming to my senses now, and I'm like, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it's too late now. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, absolutely. Okay. Ms. Blake, and then I'm thinking, just before Ms. Blake comes in here, I'm thinking on the contrary, that you're having control over the other person. I would think that with that angriness in you, that other person really has control over you. But Ms. Blake, go ahead and give me your interpretation here.
Absolutely. I agree with what you just said because anger allows other people to control us, not vice versa. And the other thing is it's not healthy. You know, it's very stressful. It has a bad, devastating effect on the body. We are human, so we do get angry. I mean, anyone who says they don't get angry is not being honest.
You're
but
lying.
It's how we handle that anger, how we channel that anger. And I think as you get more mature, you learn that. The other thing I was going to say, you said something, but I think it becomes comfortable. You said, can it feel good or something like that? It may because certain behaviors become comfortable for us. Maybe we saw it in our childhood or whatever, but it's not good. Comfortable is not always good.
Right, and I think that's an issue. Go ahead, David. We're going to give you a chance to rebuttal. Go ahead.
Okay, I would agree with you. That is not good, but it took me to understand, you know, that me being angry after I'm done, it hurts so bad, and I had to talk with my mom, and she told me I would have to stop getting mad and just pray about it, which made me, in turn, I was able to talk about whatever I'm going through. I gave it to a higher power, which means I took my attention away from it, and I'm able to calm down and rethink about what I just done or did.
Right.
By doing so, I'm releasing it from me.
Uh-huh.
So that way I'm not mad about it no more because I've released it. And, you know, the word tells us also, don't go to sleep on your anger. So for the young lady to hold that thing for 3 days, she's hurting nobody but herself. Because
right.
being angry.
Go ahead.
Because anger will kill you. It's a silent killer. It will kill you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's a very interesting point of realization that you've come to. And we're going to jump over to Rose right quick. And my producer is warning me we've got to go to some of the comments. So right after Rose, we go to some of the comments that have come into the studio because we do have to close the show a little earlier tonight because they want me to also give the food for thought. Food for thought will only last about 4 minutes, so we're going to ask all of our callers to stay tuned for the end of the show closing with the food for thought. Well, let me go to you real quick and ask this question. Here it is. What can people do to make it right when they made it wrong in the relationship? And same with somebody's trying to listen to, at the same time, they're listening to the radio while they're here. Rose, just quickly, if you would, help us out by understanding how do you deal with the anger situation?
Well,
as David said, that he said when he's angry with the person and just saying whatever he wants to say, he sees that he has control over, I'm going to assume her, that is a female, and he feels like he has control. And I heard, I think it's you, Ms. Blake, that agrees that the person actually have control over you when you are acting that way. I'm going to say it could go both ways, in my opinion, because, yes, it seemed to me like the person must have some control over you because that person knows how to push your button to get you to that, to be outraged like that. But I'm also going to say that maybe he feels that he's in control because maybe the person he's dealing with have a very low self-esteem. And if so, then that person might be feeling fearful, you know, when he's acting that way. So in that case, that person feels like he has control over her at that time. And you know, maybe he does because that person feels very weak. However, he is weak also because he will not pick on someone his own size or whatever to act that way with. He will pick on someone that is, you know, does not have the strength that he probably does, that he has. But I'm very glad that his mom kind of gave him some counsel and that now he finds another way to deal with that anger, you know, instead of taking it out on another person, which is very good. And how do you deal with anger? I would say, you know, what he does, he prays about it. And I would say if you and your spouse are, you know, having a disagreement and it becomes very heated, I think you need to have some rules where you call timeout or, you know, so you can have a kind of cool-down period. Because if you're both shouting, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to say hurtful things to each other. And, of course, when you're through and you cool down, you're going to be sorry for the things you say. So it might be a good idea to always wait until things get in a little bit cooler, cool down period. One person needs to remember to call a timeout, and the other person needs to acknowledge that.
I think that's an interesting perspective. Ms. Blake, did you want to contribute before we start going to the comment?
No, I think it was well put.
All right, let me start taking a look at some of the comments that have come into the studio, and we've got about 15 minutes before we start to bring the show to a close. Let me go with the first comment. And Tim, if you're still with us, Tim, is he still on the line?
I'm still here.
Okay, Tim, we're going to give you this comment that comes in. And the female writes in, she says, reference to tonight's show, How to Make It Right When You've Messed Up in Your Relationship. I must say I regret making a seriously bad mistake several years ago when I cheated on my boyfriend at the time. I really wish I had made it right and apologized to him for the big mistake. Instead, I was really arrogant about what I had done. He was really a good man and never looked back at our relationship. Ladies, she's saying, when you mess up, don't wait so long to make it right in anything that you do because you can really miss out. What advice, if any, Tim, would you have for this woman? I mean, it sounds like she's been through something and she waited so long, she messed up. Whether you took it back or not, I think it was important to, you know, try to make it right at least to find forgiveness in that situation. What advice, if any, Tim, would you give to her now?
I think she did the right thing, and I agree with her. You should get past it sooner than especially if she was being arrogant about it after what she did long. There's no way to apologize being arrogant after you did something wrong, especially in that situation. But she did the right thing by apologizing later, too late. Most of the time, the man is a good man, and all men, I think, are good men. Women are just hard-headed.
Women are just what? We're gonna give Rose a chance at that one. Women are just what now, did you say?
I say women are hard-headed.
Okay. Rose, we're going to give you a shot at that because you sound like you probably have just as much, you know, energy as Tim does. When Tim says that he thinks that all men are good men and it's just that the women are just hard-headed, they don't want to listen. You know, I can't say it over the show what I would be thinking in terms of his comments, but I'm thinking probably a number of men, I will say it this way, to stay safe on the air, a number of men probably might concur to some circumstance of what Tim might be saying. But give me your thoughts from a woman's perspective.
All men are good, huh? I think Tim is dreaming right now, or he might want to think he's good, you know. But listen, why it is that the woman has to listen? Is that the only time the woman is good is when she is listening to the man? I beg to differ with that one, okay? Sometimes I think if men would listen a little bit more, they wouldn't get in all the trouble that they do, you know. Pay attention.
Rose, somebody sent, and it seems like the name might have been a male. He sent an Instagram and said women are better when they're asleep. What do you say to that, Rose?
I think this is making me jump in here. I don't think you guys would want us all sleeping because there will be no satisfaction, would there be?
Let me play give us
really?
Your thoughts. You know, I'm just trying to keep it real on here. I'm trying to stay in a little corner. What do you think?
Dr. Walker, are you talking to me or someone else?
Yes. I'm talking to you, Ms. Blake.
Yeah, because you know I'm over here like, seriously? Rose is absolutely right. I mean, again, I said on the show before, we're the ones with all the sense. Let's just keep it real. And scientifically, we have more gray matter than men, so we're better at making practical decisions. So, you know, it's just a fact. Y'all know
okay.
In more than one way.
We're gonna have a live show on that one. Let me go to Law. Love all women, and I for some reason I believe Law will probably likely side with you all. But let's find out, Law. What do you have to say? I mean, are they the ones with the only sense, Law?
Well, yes, I'm gonna say yes. You know, I'm gonna say yes because, like I said, hey, listen, if mama ain't happy in the home, nobody's happy.
Lord,
just say
Lord,
yes,
really?
even though you know they might be wrong, just say yes, and everybody be happy. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they'll cook that. You know, when you make them happy, they'll cook their favorite steak for you. Huh, baby, let me cook a steak for you. So you made me happy. You know,
yeah,
but I mean,
now, Law.
But I mean, hey, we can't do without them. We got to treat them right, love them, treat them like they're the queen. Okay, I mean, hey,
Dr.
they
Walker.
Make us happy. They
Dr.
make us
Walker.
Happy. When we walk out in the public with them, they're looking their best with you. They ain't gonna leave
yeah.
you shading. So you know,
yeah,
hey, listen, we gotta make these women happy.
Yeah.
So
Law.
We're
gonna
come
to you in just a second. We're gonna come
Law,
to you,
you say
in a
what you want to say. No, you say what you want to say, but if it wasn't for that woman, Eve, we wouldn't have all these problems now.
Well, we all know that Adam should have handled his business. We just
yeah.
saying.
Yeah. He was following that woman.
Wait. Ms. Blake, are you saying that Adam should have handled his business?
Meaning that he should have been by Eve's side. He let her wander all off, not looking at her. He wasn't protecting her.
That's another thing right there, too. You shouldn't let a woman wander too far. They always find it some kind of trouble.
Okay.
Well, that might be true.
Let me ask you, do you think Ms. Blake is just trying to justify their flaw when women make flaw? I'm not trying to start anything, but Tim, I'm just asking a question. And then I know Rose wants to jump in there.
Yeah, she's trying to justify it. But just like he said, women are at their best when they sleep. Let them sleep.
Rose, what do you have to say?
You know, I don't have anything to say to Tim because I think Tim needs to wake up. You know, and Law, you have it so right. You know, if the woman is happy, the whole house is happy. Now, I'm not saying that the man cannot have the last word as long as it's yes, dear. Okay?
Yeah.
He needs
exactly.
to know.
Exactly.
He needs to know that he can have the last word if he wants to. Okay, we're not fighting about that. He all he has to say is yes, dear, and then be quiet. And we won't say anything else after that. Tim, if she is always sleeping, trust me, you won't be happy because you wouldn't get
right.
anything that you want to get.
Absolutely.
Wow, you know what?
Dr. Walker.
Yeah, you know what you can. You can get it right there.
Very quickly.
I know you. Go ahead.
I know you got to do the food for thought very quickly.
Yeah.
We as women will stand by your side to the in. We got
we
you.
As men do the
we
same.
Will build you up. We are there for you. But you need
we
to recognize who you got. You need to realize the jewel that you have and treat it like a precious jewel.
Exactly. So women should do the same for the men.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. Let me take some more of these comments that are coming here. And I, you know what? We've got to be really brief on this here. Let's go with, let me go with, Ms. Blake, we're going to give you the next comment. And I've got to really speed it up now because we're close to the thought. This female writes in, she says, how to make it right when you mess up in your relationship. When a man messes up, I think he should try to fix it as quickly as possible, even though it may take the woman a little longer to process it and feel better about the whole thing. It makes her feel better knowing that he cares enough to try and make it right. Is she on point, Ms. Blake?
Right on point. Well put.
I agree with that.
Okay, that doesn't seem to make sense. Let me go to let's go to Rose on this next comment, and then we're going to go to David for the next one after that one. This male writes in, Rose. He says, I just want to say that women mess up as well as men, and I think it becomes equally as important to make things right with us and not always the other way around all the time. I have found in my experience that it is hard for a woman to apologize. I think I want to read that one again. It is hard for a woman to apologize and see her fault. I really wonder how some of them sleep at night. Rose, how do some women sleep at night? And according to this guy now, you know, I don't want to hurt myself on the show, but how do some women sleep at night when they don't recognize their fault?
Easy. They close their eyes and they go to sleep. But
yeah,
I agree that Tim, you need to be quiet on the show. I agree that it takes both. It should never be one-sided. And I totally agree that the woman could also apologize, especially if she knows that she is at fault, which is not most of the times. But I think she needs to apologize to him, too. It's never one-sided.
That's a good point, Rose. That's a very good point. Tim, she said, even though that's not
You sure you want me to have something else?
Yes. Okay, Tim, we're going to give you this, and then we're going to go to Ms. Blake. David, we're going to come to you momentarily and ask you the same question we're asking Tim on this particular comment. He comes from a male. He says, anytime I walk in the house, I check to see what I may have done wrong when it comes to my relationship with my wife. It seems as men, we are always in the doghouse, even when we have not done anything at all. I don't think it's fair, and I am happy to see that the younger men are not subscribing to this notion with the younger women. I think there really should be a balance. Tim, that sounds like it's right up your alley. You talk about a balance. It should be fairness. Is this guy on point?
It's on point. I was once married, and I would have to, when I come home, I would have to wait and see what attitude my wife was in before I knew how to react to her. So I have to wait to see her, see what she's going to do, see how she's going to react before I knew whether to just walk into the room, shut my mouth, and sit down. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I used to just like, you know, go sleep, woman, so I can have a good evening.
So you're saying you want her to just go to sleep, woman, so you can have a good evening? Ms.
Yes.
As a wife, what would you say when Tim has to walk in? He was married once, he said. He's got to walk in the house now, wonder what kind of attitude his wife is displaying. And then he would be wishing that she'd go to sleep so he could have a good evening. I mean, I think I think a lot of men be thinking that, but they don't want the woman to think that. But they want to be entertained, and then the woman go to bed to sleep.
Well, here's the deal, and I tell my male clients this all the time when I coach them, you know, learn the secret. It's not really that hard. If you make that woman feel special and that she's your number one priority, and get off this male ego macho kick that I have to always be right, she will love you to death. She'll rock your world. Trust me.
Are you saying
but
love you to death, that she will kill you by stress?
You will love coming home. Like, you'll come home for lunch. But again, you have to make that woman your priority. Her happiness needs to be your priority. If that means overlooking some mood swings certain time in the month, overlook it. women are hormonal. Now, some women won't like me saying this, but it's the truth. Overlook that stuff and love her and watch what happens.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. We're running out of time. Let me go to David.
I can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Okay. Kim, just a second. David, let me ask you, do you think Ms. Blake is on point? She says, make the woman the priority. Love her, and you'll see what happens. Do you think that that's any validity to that?
Well, there is some liberty to it because I'm married as well, and when I notice that my wife is in a bad mood or something's going wrong, I start joking and making a fool out of myself to break the monotony or to break the atmosphere. So then when she's done laughing, then I try to find out and get to the bottom of the situation, and 9 times out of 10 that works. Well, it works for me anyway.
Okay, well, let me go to Rose real quick. Rose, let me ask you this here, and then we're going to open up again. Oh, I've got about 2 minutes here warning you all. Rose, why should he have to make a fool out of himself to entertain her when she's the one in a bad mood?
Exactly.
You know, David have a lot of sense, and I commend him. Because, see, he's not going to wait to play this game. Well, if she's upset, then I'm going to be upset. You know, David, I commend you, and that's really good. And I think what David has found is a way to break the ice when his wife is not feeling how he wants her to feel. And by making jokes and not dwelling on why are you upset now or what's wrong now, just making the atmosphere pleasant is a way for her to come out of whatever mood she's in, you know? And then maybe after everything is settled, she probably can talk to him and, sweetie, this is what's wrong. I wasn't feeling this way, or this happened to work today. But he found a way to break it, and I commend him. I think more men should kind of page from his book.
Okay. Tim, quickly, 15 seconds or less, did you want to respond to that? Then we're going to go to Law and ask him what his thoughts are on that. Tim, just 15 seconds or less.
I don't want to respond because women are always going to be right no matter what we say.
Okay. All right. Tim, we're going to ask you something about Law. What do you think? Do you think women are always going to be right no matter what? I mean, men don't stand a chance at winning?
You want to be honest about that? You really want to be honest about that? Be honest without, yes. I mean, these men might say this. I may be crazy. But like I say, they're the queen of my heart. When you look in their eyes, you want to look down into their heart and put their handcuffs around their heart and love them like they need to be loved. They might have some faults, but listen, as a man, we're supposed to be there at their side. When they weep, we're supposed to be there to hold them up. If they fall, be there to pick them up. They might come home crazy at a mad day, but you're supposed to be there to bring them back up and make them a happy person. The bottom line to your answer, women's always right.
And Tim, I know you're dying to ask the question, who's going to be there to pick us up, right?
That woman. She got your back.
We should pick them a sleepy time sheet.
All right, we missed that part, but we'll come back to it. We got one last comment. Ms. Blake, if you would comment on, this would be the last comment that we're able to take for the evening, and I'm going to give this one to Ms. Blake. This comes in, she says, the female writes in, I think the best way to fix things when you've messed up is to immediately discuss the specific issue and stay on that issue throughout and nothing else. I also think you should only concentrate on doing it in a civil manner. We all make mistakes and need to own up to it. Give us your thought on that, and then we'll go right into the food for thought.
To some extent, that's great advice if there's not too much anger, if you may need a cool-down period, but I like it overall.
Okay. All right. On that note, we're out of time. We're going to ask all of you all to please stand by for the food for thought. The opinion, thank all of my guests for your comments tonight. The opinions, of course, expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own and, like those of my guests and other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, Don't all the night to night shopping. How to make it right when you've messed up in your relationship. Don't always just pray alone, but find the time to make the time to pray together. Once again, don't always just pray alone, but find the time to make the time to pray together. The fact of the matter is, none of us as humans will always get it right, particularly when it comes to our relationships. With that in mind, it may prove helpful for us to set or establish some ground rules when it comes to getting along in the relationship. Some rules that may work for some may not always work for others. I think it becomes important for each couple to come up with their very own ground rules or rules of engagement to establish what works best for them in their relationship throughout their own trial and error period. Perhaps there is no science to making it all right when it comes to trying to get things right after messing up. Now, here are some simple thoughts that I think could prove beneficial. One, apologize immediately. This can always be a plus in most cases when one has steered wrong. Number two, say the words, "I'm sorry." This, too, is a form of an apology that could work. Three, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. We've heard that before. In this case, never, never, never get into the habit of name-calling, because once you send it out there, you never retrieve the spoken words. Number four, never demonstrate physical abuse in your relationship. Number five, never demonstrate mental abuse in your relationship. Number six, don't necessarily get caught up into being angry over petty stuff. In other words, as Ms. Blake pointed out earlier, don't sweat the small. Number seven, be mindful of who you tell your problems to. Number eight, be even more mindful who you take advice from. Number nine, think about the cause and effect. Think about provocation. Think about action and reaction. And learn ways to have effective communication in your relationship. Love all women, or Law said that on the show tonight. Learn ways to have effective communication. That becomes essentially important. Finally, I want to say, don't be too ashamed to get the necessary help to make your relationship better. Get the professional help that you need, and keep in mind I place emphasis on the professional help. I hope this works for you, and please remember to take care of each other and yourselves. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday's program, join us next week, next Tuesday, when our topic will be menopause and your relationship. Menopause and your relationship, keeping the relationship happy. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, you don't want to miss next week's show. I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.